This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Future historians will look back and try to come up with a name for this epoch in which we live, this era. And I think the name may be the era of treason. We now live in a time when every major institution that runs our culture, runs our news, that runs our technology infrastructure, that runs our government, every institution is engaged in treason. And by that, I mean a deliberate attempt to overrule and overthrow the will of the people. Even in a society where government is supposed to be an extension of the people, by the people, and for the people, it's the people, the body politic, from which all government power is supposed to spring. And yet today, we are now living as subjects, ruled over by these institutions engaged in treason. It's big tech with the politically motivated censorship, shutting off all the channels and all the voices that love America, that want to defend due process and the Constitution and even our duly elected president. It's the treason in the media that is complicit in covering up the heinous crimes of Jeffrey Epstein involving the Clintons, the pedophilia rings, the child rape and sex trafficking. The news is admittedly covered up by ABC News anchor Amy Robach and others. CNN is not just fake news, CNN is treason. The New York Times, the Washington Post fabricating fake anonymous sources to try to smear President Trump with a false narrative of Russia collusion or Ukraine collusion or anything they want to nitpick. It is treason. And it's not just the media and it's not just big tech. It's, well, the government itself, the deep state, the embedded bureaucrats in the regulators, in the administration. The bureaucracy itself has become engaged in treason, fighting just for their survival at the expense of liberty and freedom and truth and justice. Now we see the bureaucracy focuses entirely on just protecting itself, even if it means violating the laws, the rules, the spirit of the law, violating the will of the people, violating the Constitution. Whatever it takes, they are now willing to do it. The very people that have been put into power are now abusing that power and destroying our nation from within. And when there's an uprising, as happened at the ballot box in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump, the uprising is attacked. The people are called deplorables. And your choice of a president is viciously smeared daily, even hourly, with a coordinated narrative rollout from Adam Schiff with his fake transcripts and selectively edited words from secret testimony held in underground bunkers with zero transparency and zero due process. It's all a coordinated smear campaign to destroy the president that the people elected to the highest office in our nation. So we now live in a system where we, the people, have a gun to our heads, figuratively speaking, by the government, to take our money so that they can continue to fund their treason against us, we, the people, and the nation that we built. And they now, through their actions, openly admit that they do not believe voters should ever be allowed to decide who gets to run America. That is offensive to them, that the people have a voice at all. And if they have any say in these matters, they are going to do everything within their power to nullify the voice of the people, to crush independent thinking and independent voices, voices of dissent, which are the most important voices for establishing and protecting liberty. Those voices will be ostracized to make sure that no one listens to the most important voices of our time, voices that reflect the very ethics and morality of the founding fathers of this nation. That's who gets censored by Google. And the tech giants have become so arrogant that they've decided they not only no longer want your input, they don't want your voice, they despise it. And they're going to do everything in their power to veto your voice, to silence your ideas, and to make sure that you never have a say again in any election. If they have their way, the elitists, they will make sure that every future president is appointed by the deep state to cover up all of of their crimes, to cover up their shortcomings, to cover up their conspiracies, to make sure that the deep state gets to choose who runs the country. That is the age of treason under which we are suffering.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Joining us now is a gentleman involved with a historical story that's hard to believe but was fought out in the controlled newspapers back in the 1980s. During 16 years in office, former state Senator John DeCamp was cited even by his enemies at the World Herald as one of the most effective legislators in Nebraska history, a highly decorated Vietnam veteran. In 1975, he initiated Operation Baby Lift, which evacuated 2,800 orphaned Vietnamese children. He practices law in Lincoln, Nebraska, is married, and is the father of 4 children. And it talks about the shutdown of Omaha, Nebraska's Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, raided by federal agencies in November 88, sent shockwaves all the way to Washington, D.C., and $40 million was missing. And they found out Satanism, child abuse, mind control, and it dovetails with Bohemian Grove. Senator DeCamp, thank you for joining us today. You'll also be on the nighttime show Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Can you break it down for folks, this wild story that's so documented and so shocking?
Break it down, yeah. I'll try to touch on some of the important things and let you just ask your questions. I did kind of answer what you were saying just before we hooked up here. You were talking about the Second Amendment and some of the things there. I'm working on maybe we'll get into it later in the show, what may or may not be kind of a nationally and internationally significant case involving students killed at Columbine, some of those there, in terms of filing a really new approach on the action. You know, there were more guns by far back when I was a kid. We used to all go to school with a rifle in the back of our pickup, and nobody was shooting anybody, so there's got to be another factor. And
it's called mind control. We've proven that at Columbine.
Well, I've got an interesting approach on that, and I'll talk to you about that maybe later if we have time. But you're talking about Franklin, the Franklin Credit Union. On Election Day 1988, it was closed down. It was a little minority credit union in North Omaha that served the minority community. It was run by a man named Larry King. Larry King, not the one on TV and radio today, but a black man named Larry King. Larry was, he was a big guy, about 300, maybe 350 pounds, but he was big. And he was one other thing. He was officially listed in the front pages of the New York Times, Washington Post, all those things, as the fastest rising black star in the Republican Party. Back here in Houston, I was at the Dallas Republican National Convention in 1984, I believe it was. I was number one vote-getter, Republican pledge to whoever we had at that time, Honey Reagan or somebody anyway. And then I was at the 1988 convention. Once again, I was number one vote-getter, pledge to, I think it was George Bush at that time. But anyway, at both of those conventions, Larry King, the black man I'm talking about, was the man who opened the conventions, believe it or not. He opened by singing the national anthem. You know how they have somebody sing. He was the one selected to sing it. Good singer. Anyway, Larry, on Election Day, his credit union in Omaha, Nebraska, was raided.
Senator, continuing, break it down, what you discovered, what happened, this Larry King fellow, this fast-growing, rising black star in the Republican Party, and what exactly developed and what you found out from there.
Well, so comes Election Day, they raid the credit union. Stories start filtering out, you know, like always happens in one of these deals where there's a secret set of books and blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the problem. Hell, every other credit union was SNL back then in the late 80s was having trouble, remember? And we ended up spending billions for one in Arizona and Denver and all over. What next happened was strange stories started filtering out onto the street from young kids. They were that, well, yeah, they knew Larry King. They rode on Larry's private jet, Washington, and had this great party, and they were at these parties.
No wonder he was so popular.
Yeah, anyway, and then the stories turned a little more sinister, and they were that these kids were there to provide sex for important businessmen or politicians. And I'm not talking about mature kids. I'm talking about from anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9 up to about 12, 13, 14 young boys, particularly some young girls. But
well, Barney Frank's been caught with 13 and 14-year-old boys.
Well, these kids identified Barney as one of the people at the parties, by the way, and he's mentioned in my book, among others. But anyway.
And that was before, your book came out before he got caught a few years ago.
When did he get caught?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, my book came out and named him way back then. The book first came out, the first edition was 1991. There's been a completely revised edition twice. Second, they're all part of the book. It's almost a double book because you have the first book that was printed and then the second one, which I call kind of the mini miracles, the events that have occurred since then that prove one after another the things in the first book. I can give you some examples, but just to get quickly...
Well, that's the book I read, your part two. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so the stories come out that these kids are doing these things, and I was fairly prominent at that time. Still am kind of controversial more than a little, but I was one of the first ones that came out and stated that this all had to be nonsense, that these had to be fantasy stories, that somebody was making them up, that you couldn't believe that somebody like so-and-so or so-and-so was out having sex with kids and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just don't believe it. And if I really believed it, I'd be the first one to try to do something about it. Well,
and you were quoted in the paper saying
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I was one of the ones that said, you know, this is nonsense. And so I got a letter from a kid, me, locked up in an Omaha jail. And he said, look, I know you don't believe any of this, but if you just come talk to me, at least let me show you some things. I'd sure like to do it. Well, I thought, what the heck? So I went over there to the jail, and there was a kid named Paul Benassi locked up in jail there. His terrible crime, he was 17 or 18 at the time, had been that he had touched his cousin on the outside of his pants, supposedly. And I thought, well, that's a little strange to be locked up in jail and so on because of that. But I listened to his story, and he started providing me details of specific times and places and events. And then he
I hate to stop you, Senator. Didn't he mention, I need to put this in the first edition, but in later editions, a bizarre place in Northern California, big redwoods and a large stone owl?
Oh, Bohemian Grove, he not only mentioned, but he's been there, and they've participated in all kinds of unbelievable, obscene, horrid things there. Yes.
What did he say without getting too lurid, developed there? I mean, when he told you that story.
Well, I know this is going to sound unbelievable, so I didn't even want to touch on it, but one of the claims was he'd actually participated or been forced to kind of participate in an incident where three young boys, including himself, were forced to have sex and then in front of a group of people, and then one of the boys was actually literally killed there.
And how was he killed?
In this particular case, I believe, I recall, I don't think I even have this in the book. I'm giving you this. Maybe it is in the book. I can't remember everything. But this particular case, after he was forced to do various things, I think they simply went up and held a gun to his head or something.
And he described a large stone owl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Sir, did you know that I snuck in there with maps and hidden sources with the help of the national British media and that they have all the footage of it?
No, I did not know that. I do know that he's described it in some detail. He was there more than once. He was taken there, and some of the people there whose names, if I mentioned some of them, you'd instantly recognize. Some of our most prominent people in this country were a strange event there. But it's a fairly... You probably know that if you were there. It's a fairly, fairly well-known, and very well-guarded, very private, secret place with access only by those who are permitted to go there.
It's a 2,700-acre redwood grove and a gorge with one entrance, the big cliffs on each side, backed up on the Russian River with the cliffs up high above it. And they have surveillance cameras everywhere, Secret Service, Sheriff's Department. They had murder investigations with dead children they found in 83. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department did an investigation and didn't find anything. Of course, they were running security when I was there. And I snuck right through their first two checkpoints, got on one of the buses, and got brought into the third main checkpoint. Was there for 4 hours. It goes on for 14 days. I saw priests in red and black robes worshiping Moloch of the Old Testament.
Yep, that's exactly what the boy describes.
They brought in a bound human sacrifice and burned it on the altar, telling the crowd it was an effigy. And I have been into the equivalent of Eyes Wide Shut, sir, and I have video of it.
Good. And the boy who provided me all this information wasn't crazy, huh? Frank may have been crazy, but the information was accurate. Yes, that's just how he describes it. He was there.
So Paul Bonacci, now grown up, this is in the early 90s or late 80s, he's telling you these stories. What was compelling about it? I mean, you've been in the paper saying this stuff wasn't real, and then you go investigate what happened. I'll shut up now.
Here was the trick. First of all, the psychiatrist. They had brought in a psychiatrist to check him out because they needed to say he was crazy. They needed to say he was crazy because of the stories he was telling that involved specific names, specific places, so on and so forth. The psychiatrist who examined him came up with the conclusion he's multiple personality, but the one characteristic about multiple personalities is that they generally are telling the truth because all they have to do is switch personalities. They don't have to lie.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anything in our country's history since the start back in 1776. You can feel it. You can see it. And InfoWars on the ground covering it. This is incredible. This is reality. We are witnessing a unicorn, leprechaun, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny event. We have the president on trial next week in D.C. while Soros and the deep state, Chi-Com funded, this is mainstream news, are trying to foment gun confiscation and riots and civil war to then remove the president. Everybody, mainline news knows this, so it's not going the way they thought it would go. But we're going to be there. We've got our full crews there. We're going to be in D.C. We're going to be just south of there in Northern Virginia. We're going to be covering it all. This is the real fight for America. This is asymmetrical warfare by the deep state against our country. And so that's what we're doing here is literally involved in the second American Revolution worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And we're doing it. We need all eyes and ears on the ground in Virginia and in D.C. and in the halls of Congress. You know, we the people. Go in there. Witness what's happening. Just have your cameras rolling. You never know what you'll catch when the leftist state, some Jesse Smollett type deal. We're counting on you. I know you're going to come through. I want to thank the listeners and viewers of 7 of the Plate. You need to pray for our whole crew up here, Owen, myself, the whole Arab, Savannah, you name it. And I need you to financially support us and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund all this. And then spread the links. That's how you do it. So thank you all. You're going to get incredible reports at band.video, InfoWars.com. This is the Battle for the Republic, 1776, worldwide.
There's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done.
Donald Trump is our guest. Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though we've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. What's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line, and then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are online, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson. But they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And you know, it all started because I said, we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil. And they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni, that basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians, so now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do, and now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely, I appreciate it, but I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve, and I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting, and I wrote in the book 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center with the oil. And I'm glad you brought it up. But as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil, because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil, because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq. You know, we made one of the worst deals in the history of our world when we gave them $150 billion and virtually we gave them keys to nuclear weapons.
The more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular, because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
I have to tell you, you have to know, if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly, and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength, and they'd have they constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time, and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest, and then they'd start it again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq, and by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. And I said, and you'll know this, and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said, then Iran is going to come in, and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq, and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, like 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers.
It's 2 a.m. Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade.
You're a top business guy, you know, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world. How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes in the smartphones, the computers, trillions is made a year? How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you know, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons, a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan, we're fighting, you know, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side, and you know who's got their excavators on the other side? China, taking out all the minerals. You know, Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions, we have like $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, because you've covered it, for 3 years I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong. And they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me, and they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil, and it does work. The problem is we've given them a two-year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month, and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Donald Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him. And if I don't, somebody else will. And who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
You definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems. Hillary and others have been demonizing you for saying radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11, but she got caught a few years ago claiming that she got shot at in Bosnia, in the air, on the ground. They have video of it all. None of it happened. She admits she lied. If you did that, you'd be done. But you wouldn't do something like that. You don't steal glory from our veterans. But they demonize you for made-up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And then you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk. Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up...
It's killing everything.
By 55%. You know, it's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it, and they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster, and if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So there's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done, but we have to use our good people. You know, everybody running against me in terms of even the Republican side, and Hillary certainly, they're all controlled by their donors and their special interests and the lobbyists, sir. I'm putting up my own money. I'm funding my own campaign. Nobody's going to control me. I'm going to do what's right for you and for the American people.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You know, you've made tens of millions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago, really all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next. Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen in the next few years or we're done.
Right.
And
right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government. A system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level. And you understand that office. You speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you want Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this, and I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq. You agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington was right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal. Because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be over.
Right.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live, but let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton, and so you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, you know, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head, or Jeb Bush does, because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her harder than anybody times 10, if you look at this.
You have.
I was a businessman. You know, I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, you know, to all
you're
talk,
a statesman.
No, politicians. But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. You know, I was like a guy like you would say, Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats, I've given to Republicans, I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company. Tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built it, which, by the way, the reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But I got along great with Clinton. I got along great with Harry Reid. I got along great with everybody because when I needed them, I didn't want to have argument. I didn't want to have somebody say, well, Clinton doesn't want it to happen.
Sure, you're not a loser. You don't get in mindless fights. You move forward with your agenda. But now you see America in trouble, and you're, hey, that's all sidelined now. Donald Trump's not working for Donald Trump. He wants to work for America.
Yeah, as a businessman, you couldn't have even functioned if you don't get along.
No,
with
I know.
People.
Yeah.
For example, in New York City, it's 95% Democrat. I mean, if I didn't get along with the Democrats, I wouldn't have one.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, you did want the vice president, you know, position. It's come out decades ago behind the scenes. I mean, I know you're a Republican. What about libertarianism? What's your view of libertarianism? And then I want to ask you, who's your favorite president, and who do you think your running mate might be? Folks think it's Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that libertarianism is sort of interesting. There are certain things that I really like about it, but, you know, keeping government out as much as possible. We need government for protection. We have to protect. When you look at these maniacs in the Middle East that want to destroy us, and, you know, the problem we have today, Alex, is the weaponry. If this were 100 years ago, I'd say forget about them. Let them keep fighting. They've been fighting all their lives. Let them keep fighting each other. Who cares? But the weaponry is so powerful, and they hate us so much that we have to now protect. So that's a big part of government. So there's a certain common sense to certain elements. And I do very well with the libertarians, frankly, you know, because they sort of get it and they get me. But we need bigger strength than I think the libertarians really want. And we need it. And we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. If we don't have borders, we're not going to have a country. As far as running mates, it's too soon to say. I actually respect a couple of people that are on the stage. Some of them I have absolutely no respect for. I think they're not very good at all at what they do. You look at what's going on. But I have respect for a number of people that are on the stage with me. I have respect for a lot of people that are throughout this country, you know, political people. I'll pick somebody I think that can really be a great vice president, who ultimately has to be a great president, because that's, you know, 90% of that function is, you know, if something bad happens, you got to be a good president. You have to view it from that standpoint. And my favorite president in the more or less modern era would be Ronald Reagan. I've always liked him. I helped him. And by the way, he was a Democrat. A lot of people don't know.
He was.
Somewhat of a liberal Democrat, Alex, as you know. And he became a somewhat conservative. I wouldn't say the most conservative, but a somewhat conservative Republican.
But he wanted to make America great.
And he really did. He wanted to make. He had actually, let's make America great. That was his. And mine is, make America great again. So there's a little bit of a difference. But
my son, you know, finally sold me on being a bigger supporter of yours. I mean, I like you, love Americana, you're pure Americana, but I'm still, you know, was research. But my 13-year-old son's really smart, has a lot of research. He watches all the debates, and he just really loves you. He is on cloud nine that you're here, Rex Jones, and it was his question, you know, which president was your favorite? But all time, who's your favorite?
Well, all time, I'd say Ronald Reagan, shorter term, I would say, well, you know, you look at Lincoln and you look at Washington, you have to go with, they're the classics, right, Alex? You know, you think in terms of the great classics, you have to go with the Lincolns and the Washingtons.
I agree, as a man's man, George Washington was a badass.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, that's what they say. They say he never told a lie. Let's hope that's true, okay? But George Washington was pretty good. But we had some great presidents, and we had some good presidents on the other side, too, in all fairness. But we will hopefully be right at the top of that list. We're going to make the country so strong, and we're going to make it financially secure. We can't owe $21 trillion because it's going to be that.
That's my final question. What type of an elite wants a Cloward and Piven bankrupt the country so socialists can run in and we all get handouts? What type of an elite is that? I mean, you've been around these people. Are they mentally ill, Donald Trump?
Well, we have to make our country rich again. You know, the other day I said to a woman, she came up to Mr. Trump at a big rally where we had 14,000 people. And at the end, she just sees me and I'm, you know, signing autographs and stuff. And she said, Mr. Trump, I'm voting for you 100%. but are you, this whole concept of making it rich, it sounds so crass. I said, you know what, it might sound crass, but if we don't make our nation rich again, if we don't take back our jobs from all these other countries that are ripping us, and if we don't take back our money, and if we don't, you know, balance up our budget, at least get it damn close and soon, we're not going to have a nation anymore.
You got to want to be on the top. You got to want to be free, or you're going to be slaves. Donald Trump's agreed to stay a few more minutes with us, and he brought up, you know, somebody that he wanted to thank on air that I want to thank on air. He came in here a month ago. He's been on all these big shows. Just an incredible guy. I was aware of who he was, a patriot fighting communism all over the world. Tell us, Mr. Trump, about Mr. Stone, who helped get this interview set up.
Well, Roger's a good guy, and he is a patriot and believes strongly in a strong nation, a lot of the things that that I believe in. And, he, you know, I see him all over television. People like Roger. He's a tough cookie, I will tell you that, but people like him. But he's been so loyal and so wonderful, and he is the one. He really wanted me to do this interview, and I'm doing it. And so we appreciate it, Roger.
Well, I knew who he was, but then I did more research on him. This guy literally fought communists all over the world, ran big elections against the Soviet Union in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. I mean, and I know he's been friends with you for a long time and advising you. So, again, my respect level went up even more knowing that you're talking to real political operatives, not fake pundits that are on TV. And that brings me to mainstream media. I love the fact, when I first saw it a few days ago, they misrepresented it. They said Trump wants $5 million. Then I read deeper. You said give $5 million to wounded warriors before I go make CNN $50 million. That's what you make these shows.
But isn't that terrible? You know, they took that statement. I said give $5 million. I'm going to want $5 million that we're going to give to the wounded warriors or the vets, right? Which is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. We split it up. Because they're making a fortune on these debates, which never had anybody. You know, Fox had 24 million people. They used to get like a million. And CNN had the biggest ratings in the history of CNN. And I won't take full credit, but I'll take 99.9% credit. So I said, give me $5 million. I want to give it to the wounded warriors. I want to give it to the vets. But a lot of people said Trump wants $5 million. And I said it right in the same sentence, Alex. I didn't say it like
that's how they deceive.
I said, I want $5 million that will go to the wounded warriors. And they would play it. They even took the tape. You know, the tape is worse than the pen. They can cut it. So they said, give me $5 million, and then they cut it. Nobody knows, what am I doing? I'm asking for money to be on a debate. It's ridiculous. No, I wanted $5 million to go to the wounded warriors in particular. And let's see what happens. I don't know. But, you know, the one problem, Alex, if I didn't go to the debate, then you know what would happen. They'd say he's chicken. I mean, I think I won every debate.
And I saw one channel made like $40 million off you being on there. Yeah. They should give all of it to the vets.
I would love to see money go to the wounded warriors. I think it would be
I
so
agree. Funny. What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow, and you're ready for the dirty tricks. 1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? How does it feel? I said, it only feels because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. And I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. You haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up there.
We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're saying you're fully committed. You know, there's no future if we don't take this country back. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.